Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit GoldenOakLending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Junks are coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan if you're listening in Richmond, VA. Thank you for that. And Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. You're welcome to call us at 800-636-1067, we need to wake the Caps fans from their slumbers.
You know what?
Why are the Caps fans asleep on the fact that it's game one of round two tonight at Capital One Arena?
He needs to be playing Bands and Make Her Dance. We need to get that going. And, we got to hit
Heavy
Chris
Metal Chris has probably never heard that song before, probably doesn't have any idea.
Gravy, can you direct him to where that might be? I believe Valdez saved it somewhere. It just gets people fired up. I'm sure it's on his hard drive. Mar, can you help him?
Heavy Metal Chris will effort for that. I'm sure that's not on his personal playlist.
But is Heavy Metal Chris not a hockey guy? Heavy Metal Chris, you not a hockey guy?
I used to play when I was young, actually.
All right, so you're a hockey guy.
On the ice.
You look like a hockey guy to me. So why are you not hip to the Bands of Make Her Dance bit?
I don't know. Like, stadium music kind of isn't my thing.
It's not necessarily stadium music. It's kind of the theme thing that Ovi's getting into.
Yeah.
That the guys are doing the fire.
The shake, rattle, and roll last I remember. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
All right. So we'll see if Heavy Metal Chris can find that and play the clean version. So tonight, puck drop, 7 o'clock at Capital One Arena. Carolina Hurricanes are in town for round two. I mean, this is a division opponent. This is round two. These are two teams that both got through their first-round opponents in five games. They should be well-rested, coming in on 5 or 6 days of rest. The Hurricanes are slight favorites in tonight's game, but heavier favorites in the series. And I went to Russian Machine Never Breaks yesterday, and they have an analytics breakdown of the Caps' chances to make it past the Carolina Hurricanes. And the analytics nerds do not like the Caps. Moneypuck.com gives the Caps just a 44.8% chance of beating the Hurricanes in a seven-game series.
Does that give you diarrhea when you see that? Does that give you anxiety?
It gives me a little bit.
It should.
But, that was actually probably the more optimistic of a lot of the analytics sites. HockeyViz.com puts the Caps' chances at advancing at 42%. The Athletic, 33%.
Why?
And Evolving Hockey gives the Caps just a 24% chance of advancing past Carolina.
What are we missing here?
Yeah. We're the dogs. The dogs in this series.
Significant dogs.
I mean, you think Carberry isn't playing that up to his team behind closed doors? You think he isn't going in and telling these guys, hey, you're getting disrespected. People don't believe in you. They think that Montreal was just a complete pushover in the first round, and they don't think that you can beat this team that's coming in to play you, despite the fact that you have home ice against them.
But what are they saying? Okay, they're saying it's 24%, but why? Give me their rationale behind those numbers that they're spewing.
I don't know that I have exact breakdowns. I mean, I just have what these these hockey analytic sites are spitting out.
But if they're saying
they run all the
it's
numbers,
34%, why? Why? What gives them the edge? What numbers are they putting into the system that's spitting out that you're they're all,
there must be some hockey geeky metrics slash analytics that, you know, some of it could be the penalty kill, the power play. It could be 5-on-5. It could be how fast the team is compared to Washington.
After all those numbers, it says pessimism about Washington's chances has been around for years. The Caps have consistently shown better results on the scoreboard than their underlying possession stats would suggest. A sign that in a large enough sample indicates exceptional finishing talent that isn't factored into the models that these sites run. I mean, it's geeky analytical stuff. This doesn't mean this is the way that
of course it doesn't mean how it's going to play out. They have a rationale. Right. There are numbers they're putting in there. They're spitting out this. I want to know what the effing numbers are, what they represent.
Yeah.
That's a basic question. If you're saying you're a 36% chance and we put in all these numbers, well, tell me what the F you put in the computer. Give me the rationale. You can't just say they're 44% to win. Why are we 44%? It's a basic question.
Well, look it up.
you have a computer. You can go to moneypuck.com
right in front of you.
And figure out exactly why.
I mean, you're screaming at cakes.
I'm screaming at the world.
Yeah. You know what? Alan May. We're going to have Alan May on, right?
He's coming out at 9 o'clock.
He'll probably have those answers for you.
All right, let's go to Pete. 800-636-1067. I don't know. I know Cakes is pissed off. He's trying to play it cool. I'm pissed off. We're supposed to be one of the best teams in hockey. How can we be such a big dog in the second round? Pete, what's up?
Yeah, hey, Junks. So these analytic nerds don't take into consideration physicality. So the Capitals have a big size advantage over the Hurricanes.
Okay.
The Hurricanes are fast. They have some guys that can move the puck and get shots on net. The Hurricanes' deal is that they throw everything at the net, which is fine in the playoffs, but they don't take into account physicality. Frederik Anderson's been hurt. He's inconsistent, you know, in the big situations in the playoffs, he's crapped the bed before. So Logan Thompson is an advantage for the Caps. If he plays like he did against Montreal, the Caps will be fine. The other big factor is if you look at Carolina's roster, Jarvis and Svechnikov and Kokaniemi and all these guys, they really haven't done much in the playoffs. So they have these very good regular seasons, but when it comes to crunch time, they haven't been great in the playoffs.
Now Svechnikov has five goals. He's got five goals in five games.
New Jersey was down three defensemen and Jack Hughes. So New Jersey was
yeah, they were depleted.
There you go.
I get it, but I'm saying he doesn't do anything in the playoffs. Maybe that's his history. But this year, he's got five goals in five games.
Also, this. How about this, Pete? Give me. So I know we discussed it leading up to it. Did they throw a bunch of pucks at the net?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's great. But what else do they do that's got the analytics nerds all in a tizzy and all excited?
I mean, it could. I'll jump in here. It could be their penalty kill was ranked number one in the league during the regular season.
Okay, that's another thing. Good. I know what it is.
Jersey didn't do anything during the playoffs on the power play against them.
Right.
So that's going to be tricky.
Right. Pete,
and they're very aggressive as far as the way they're on pucks. Like, so they get on top of you and they swarm. So they'll have five guys. You feel like you're playing eight guys because they have everybody. They play as a five man unit. So they swarm the puck.
Mm-hmm.
So and their general manager is he's a big analytics guy. It's basically throwing pucks to the net and having a really good power play. That's mm-hmm. what they that's to me is most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Pete. Appreciate the call, man.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys.
Yep.
So hold on. Who are you picking?
Yeah.
I'm reading this from the Post, New York Post. Sorry,
yeah,
not the Washington Post. The Hurricanes led the NHL this season with 71 shot attempts per 60 minutes at 5-on-5.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They also allowed the fewest attempts per 60 on 5-on-5.
Mm-hmm.
And were the only team in the league that conceded fewer than 50 attempts per hour at even strength.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there's one metric that they're
right.
Tops in the league.
Oh, I like it.
But the New York Post goes on to say that the Caps are the most composed and structured team in the NHL, so it's unlikely that they'll get thrown off their game as easily as most other teams that face Carolina. And it says at the very end, the Caps are a great value as an underdog.
Ooh,
so the New York Post
disagrees,
even though they're throwing out some of the stats. They kind of disagree with what.
Well, they have
the
to be a
said.
Great value,
and I think this bodes well for the Caps too. In the first round matchup with Montreal, the Canadiens had just 31 minutes and 19 seconds worth of lead time on the scoreboard in round one. That's the least of any of the 16 teams in the round, and the Caps also limited Montreal to the fewest goals against at 5v5 of all the first round teams, and four of those seven came in that 6-3 loss in one game. So at even strength, at least against Montreal, Washington was very good. Mm-hmm. So that's a positive heading into round two against mm-hmm. Carolina. Just don't take dumb penalties. Don't let them get on the power play. And the Caps power play's got to click when they get their opportunities because they're pretty stingy on the penalty kill. That, to me, that's the biggest key of the entire series.
I see
can
other,
the Caps power play succeed against that PK?
I see other experts favoring their goaltender over Washington's goaltender.
Wow, that's kind of surprising.
Listening to the guy from Carolina on Grant Danny's show yesterday, he said that Carolina's goalie's been hurt this season.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe his numbers aren't what they are, but his reputation is better than Logies.
Okay. Now I don't care about reputation, honestly. I just care about how you're playing right now, especially at goalie. Let's go to
10-4-3 against the Caps in his career, with a 2.58 goals against average and a .912 save percentage. He's done very well against the Capitals.
Andrew, okay, I'll take it. Andrew, what's up? You're on with the Jugs.
Hey, how you guys doing? I just wanted to quick say that Carolina is favored because they had the best zone time in the league, and I believe we're middle of the pack, and I think they beat us overall in the regular season.
I thought it was 2-2.
No, it was 2-2. They played four times. They split.
Okay, sorry about that. But, I think they have really good offensive zone time, so we need to control the puck. Hopefully Matt Roy, Wilson, and Chychrun and all that keep them out of our zone. And, let's go Caps.
Are you optimistic or no?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this team's different this year, man. Strome is on fire, Carolina makes me nervous because I hate them. And, their fans, I feel like the most ignorant fans, no offense, in the league. But, I think we can get them, but it's going to be tough for sure. Six or seven games, I think.
Right.
I just like that he's assailing the fan base, just calling them morons.
Why?
I don't know why he said.
I mean, if you see them online and the trash they talk, but the lack of hockey knowledge they have, that's all I'm saying.
He's calling them simpletons. I love it.
Right. Well, you got good hockey knowledge, so keep calling in. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Appreciate it, pal. All right, let's go to Jim in Bethesda. Hey, Jim.
Hey, what's going on, Junks?
What's
how you doing?
Hey, doing great.
You guys just kind of touched on this, but I think most all the analytics will wash out, and it's really going to come down to goalie play. Mm-hmm. And LT had a sick first round, and he really, really needs to step up here and keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, he was 4-1 in the first round. His goals against was 2-2-3, and he had a .923 save percentage. Those are pretty damn good numbers.
Yeah, and just the amount of pucks they throw on net, it's going to be coming from everywhere.
But how hurt is he?
I think Thompson is. I think,
you
he's,
think
fine
he's fine
heading into this series.
I mean, I know he didn't miss a game.
Like 6 days of rest. Yeah. Like he should be good to go.
All right.
Not worried about him at all.
Right.
Anderson didn't finish the series against the Devils. He got hurt in game four.
Yep.
Now, if you look at his career, he's had success against the Capitals. Meanwhile, Logan Thompson started just one of the four games against Carolina this year.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get past the first period. Allowed 3 goals on 12 shots, ooh, April 2nd.
According to The Athletic, the Carolina Hurricanes, I was wrong on this. Now, Florida is one in a lot of betting sites, but according to The Athletic, Carolina has an 18% chance to win the Cup, which is number one out of all the teams. Washington, they have 8.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com. Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Eight percent chance?
No, eight. One to eight.
Oh, they have them of the least
last. Of the remaining teams. Okay.
At 4%.
Why?
Don't know. The Caps are getting zero love.
What? I'm getting pissed, Cakes. I'm getting pissed for you.
I like you're getting a lather up about the Caps disrespect in the analytical community.
You can't just say that we're dogs and we're this. You got to give me rationale. You can't just have his eighth. What the hell do they have an eighth for? Eight out of eight remaining.
They're just kind of talking about the regular season, and they're talking about
what was wrong with our regular season.
They're talking about history.
Weren't we like third most in points this year?
Second in points. Second, just behind Winnipeg.
Yep.
And we're eighth.
You know what?
Most likely.
You know what?
Yeah.
I
don't get it either.
Let the hockey nerds disrespect the Caps. Let us fly under the radar. It's all good.
I'm not even that. Listen, good. I'm not even that big a fan, except for come playoff time. But I'm getting pissed.
I like that you're bringing it to that next level, EB. During the play, you're bringing playoff
now. It's
intensity.
Time to be all in.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Don't forget, in the 8 and 9 o'clock hour, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to Game 2 of Caps Hurricanes. So you have to keep listening for your chance to win. All of our Caps content is brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military, made in America. Check out acecomputers.com right now.